From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Investigators appear to be contradicting claims by Halliburton that its cement job was not responsible for the BP blowout that led to a historic oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. NPR's Jeff Brady says the news led to a sharp drop in Halliburton shares this afternoon.
The chief counsel for the National Oil Spill Commission says in a letter that test results last spring should have raised questions about the cement used to seal BP's well. Halliburton was contracted by BP to cement the well. It blew out April 20th, killing 11 workers and eventually releasing more than 4 million barrels of oil into the water. BP has previously identified a faulty cement mix as a possible cause of the accident, but the company declined to comment on this latest development. A spokeswoman for Halliburton says the company is reviewing the commission report. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
Distraught, a survivor of Monday's tsunami off Sumatra recounts her ordeal on TV One. Many hundreds more share a similar account of a massive wave sweeping away loved ones into the sea. The death toll has climbed to at least 370. Hundreds are still missing. In another part of the seismically active region, Indonesians are also grieving the deaths of dozens of people in a volcanic eruption that struck just 24 hours after the tsunami. From Jakarta, Julia Simon reports on the uncertainty confronting thousands of evacuees.
Tens of thousands are displaced and living in government camps. The camps are not far from the holy Buddhist temple, Borobudur, in Java. Some evacuees ate instant noodles for dinner tonight, but others await donations of water and food. The evacuees will spend the night in communal tents and schools. For NPR News, I'm Julia Simon in Jakarta.
The crisis in home foreclosures in the U.S. isn't getting any better. In some metropolitan areas, it's actually getting worse, as NPR's Paul Brown explains.
RealtyTrack, which monitors the foreclosure market, says foreclosures are now following expanding unemployment problems where once they were largely correlated with bad loans and overpricing. That means markets including Seattle and Chicago are seeing more foreclosures than before. RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga says he expects fairly stagnant home prices until 2014.
Simply because of the volume of properties that have already been repossessed by the banks and need to be sold, and the 6 million or so properties that are either in foreclosure or seriously delinquent.
California, Nevada, Arizona, and Florida continue to have the highest foreclosure rates after overbuilding, a housing bubble, and the bust. Paul Brown, NPR News.
At last check on Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 17 points at 11,110. NASDAQ showing gains up 4 points at last check at 2507. From Washington, this is NPR News. At least one death is reported from a rare autumn storm system that pummeled much of the U.S. this week. Authorities in central Michigan say a utility worker who was clearing collapsed trees died last night when he touched a live wire. Other workers faced similar dangers in several states where power outages were reported. Now, more evidence that exercise is good for you. As NPR's Patty Naiman reports, a study in the Archives of Internal Medicine finds that breast cancer risk decreased among postmenopausal women who walked briskly for about an hour pretty much every day.
The type of walking researchers are talking about here is really quite fast, 3 to 4 miles an hour, which means it's not easy to hold a conversation. But when women scheduled this daily exercise and stuck to it, it seemed to decrease their risk of getting breast cancer after menopause by 15%. And even among women who were somewhat sedentary before menopause, if they boosted their activity after menopause, they also reduced their breast cancer risk. And walking appeared more protective than other activities like swimming or hiking. Harvard researchers analyzed data from nearly 100,000 women involved in an ongoing long-term study of women in health. Patty Naiman, NPR News.
The Pew Hispanic Center reports Latinos fear backlash over immigration and border security issues. With less than a week to go before midterm elections, the center reported more than 60% of Hispanics say discrimination against a minority group is a major problem. That is up from 54%. Back in 2007. Dow's down 17 at 11,110. Gains in the NASDAQ up to 2507. This is NPR.